Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, coming up, we're going to look at weather modification. The globalists will ship guns into Mexico to try to trip the Second Amendment. Would they engage in weather modification to try to push global carbon taxes? The answer is yes. Rosalind Peters of California Skywatch is going to be joining us, and we'll continue with your calls. Let's talk to Allison and then Tom and others. Allison in Texas, you're on the air. Hey, Allison. Okay. She's not there. Let's go to Tom in New York, listening on 1310 AM. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, listen, I've been listening to you live for about, on and off, for about a year and a half. I used to, and I also download and archive all your MP3s, try to hand them out to any willing participants. But I appreciate what you're doing and getting the word out. I just wanted to comment on some of the information on the TSA. I personally won't fly until this is reversed. I know you had a congresswoman on last week that was talking about a bill she's trying to introduce to get the TSA back to screener status rather than...
Well, I mean, again, it's already illegal. You don't even need a bill to point it out. They've just declared themselves... They are the Stasi force. They're already on the streets. It's just a goon force. They just wear blue overalls now and come up to you on the highway. I'm going to search your vehicle. I mean, it's just all made up craziness.
Well, you know, peaceful resistance. I'm all about it. I mean, when I drive down the street and I see a state cop come the other way and he's got his head turned toward me, I do the exact same thing. I bug out my eyes out at him just like he's bugging his eyes at me. And they turn away. They realize what they're doing, I think. And it's all about that
piece. I know. It's bizarre when you see cops bugging their eyes out. And you're driving down a road, the speed limit, and they fly up on you. And then there's a whole lane right next to you. And it's like, what is the point of that? I mean, this is tyranny, folks. And now the TSA goes, oh, your dad's ashes, and throws it on the ground. Or rips off colostomy bags and laughs. Or takes kids away as they cry. Or... makes fun of a group of deaf people screaming, you effing deafies, at them. I mean, it's just, this is what we've become.
Pretty vicious. I like the Romney approach, though. If you remember during the debates, they could never get, a lot of guys could never get Romney to answer the question. And Romney finally said, well, I don't tell you what questions they ask me, so don't tell me how to answer them. I thought that was a great comment. And if a cop pulls me over and asks me a question like, you know why I pulled you over? I'm just going to give them the time of day, like look at my watch and say, you know, 3:30. When he asks me why, I'm going to say, well, yeah, I didn't ask you, you know, which questions they asked me. Why are you telling me how to answer them? Get a little bit smart.
The point is the government is involved in child trafficking on record. It's not a government. It's involved in every crime you can imagine at the top. And there's nothing but all these new agencies henpecking us as we go bankrupt by design. I'm done. Exactly. I am just totally and completely through with it. But again, it's not just the bureaucracy. It's the general public are like these incredibly cowardly creatures that roll over and who want to be slaves. And I guess we're just a soft nation of weirdos. I mean, and again, that's not all of us. I'm not here saying I'm Mr. Tough Guy. It's that I recognize I don't like going to third world countries, and I've been to quite a few, because the cops are bugging their eyes out and the people are scared, and it has a feeling of not being free. And my country more and more has the feeling of a dirtbag, pathetic, worn-out joke, and it's sad. Just since I've been alive, this country has gone to absolute hell in a handbasket. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, cops didn't act like they act now. It's not all of them either. It's certain areas, but They promote and it, the bad cops. And this isn't even about cops. Now you've got each 80 hours of training, goonoid, not even security guards. You know, they get more training than that. Just running around gooning us. I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, Bill and Melinda Gates want to ban normal raw milk because they want to force you to drink new GMO milk and cows that produce, quote, human milk with special vaccines in them. Now, what they call vaccines today more and more are actually nanotech viruses. That's what they are. They're engineered viruses that go in and re-engineer the brain by eating different neuron clusters so you, quote, won't be obese, or that's in the news today, or won't get angry. In fact, you can't get angry. They call it being a zombie. And, of course, they're not just going to wait to get free will by getting you to take the shot. They're going to release it and have the antidote themselves. This is the total maximum evil we're talking about. The globalists are just getting a control grid in place right now to carry this out. That's all they're doing. We're going to go back to your phone calls here in a moment. Taking calls from first-time callers again, 800-259-9231. But let me hit a few more of the other items before we go to your calls, and then we have a guest on the geoengineering or weather modification taking place here in the United States and worldwide, tied into all these, quote, strange weather patterns. There's a story out of Fox 13, and it says, Obama parade parody causes controversy. Huntsville, Utah had a parade, and one of them was called the Obama Nation, and they called the Secret Service on it and said criticizing our president is illegal. And remember, we can play the newscast. In fact, I had you guys pull that up a few weeks ago, and we never played it. The Truth Squads, you know, the newscast where they say it's illegal to criticize Obama. I want to play that in a moment if you can find that. Thank you. And you've seen the school teachers say you're not allowed to criticize the president. You can be arrested. This is the new attitude. And the media reports on it like maybe that's the case. That's right. You don't have free speech. You don't talk bad about our dear leader. I mean, that's not something you do. I mean, what do you think this is, America? Oh, wait, I guess it used to be, but we're not supposed to. And then there's this article by Kurt Nemo up at Infowars.com. Pentagon tests drone at civilian airpark in Ohio. Oh, mommy, what are the troops doing running checkpoints? Oh, what are the Marines doing over there? Oh, they're just here acclimating us and admitting it's for martial law preparation. WKRC-TV in Cincinnati, Ohio, has put a friendly spin on the ongoing effort to introduce military technology into civilian realm. The planes look and sound like radio-controlled aircraft that anyone can buy. And by the way, they like these cheap, noisy ones because they want you to know they're there. But they are modified with special systems for research and observation. That's called spying and surveillance, but kind of like the new Army document that's public. I don't even is for gun confiscation. Door-to-door, it says gun evacuation. Gotta love the Orwellian terms they have here. A lot of things that we use, surprisingly, are from model airplane field. Yeah, they call them switchblades. They weaponize them, too. It's not really the aircraft that we're testing, but the components inside, like the autopilot and flight control system, said Mike Plinkton of the U.S. Air Force. Yeah, they test cheap ones first with their field people. This is standard before giving them the more expensive ones. And it's just how great it is to be surveilled by the Pentagon. Beware the military-industrial complex. We're being absorbed by the bureaucracy. They own the politicians. Those they don't own, now that's called being a terrorist. But even the Washington Times has an article out today basically giving props to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com saying that we're basically all terrorists now. In fact, let me give you the exact headline on that. I just type Infowars.com into Google NSA News. Pruden, I guess that's the editor of the Washington Times. The new terrorists, they're all of us. And yeah, you know, they've wired in now my computer where you can actually see what I'm doing on screen. That's awesome. Instead of them having to aim a camera just at what I'm doing, they just punch it up. They're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And it just goes on to say that, well, basically, that we're all terrorists. When a country has been taken over by what amounts to a criminal gang, which is what we now have in Washington, the quiet, naturally practical everyone else in the country who becomes and comes to recognize this becomes a political adversary. And it goes on to say that. And the next person's like, why aren't you going after the Muslims? Because the, quote, Muslim extremists work for the globalists and are being given control of the Middle East right now. In fact, there's even an article in the London Telegraph today about that. So Al-Qaeda, you didn't know that. It was never about Al-Qaeda. All the hardened bunkers and everything. Go ask the cops if they're training to fight Al-Qaeda or training to fight you. They're trained to fight you. And you're like, but I don't want to fight them. Oh, when they come take your guns or they come conscript your children or the new TSA wants to rape your daughter, you're going to end up going after them and you're going to be on the nightly news and on all the new jumbotrons as a terrorist. And then the party's on. And that's the whole plan. These guys are sitting around bored in the SWAT teams and everything. You know, it's tough having to go to Mexican food restaurants three times a day and sit around in their cars all day. I mean, you know, it's time to really have a war with America. And don't worry, it's going to happen, I'm sure. You want it, you're going to get it. Might want to choose which side you're on. But hey, again, the people running our government really are the nice guys, aren't they? knowingly, in 1999, 13 years ago, the top insurance companies met with the Department of Defense, and they decided, because things were under an emergency since 1933, that they would just take all the death benefits of all the military personnel from World War II right through till now. So they tell the Army or Navy or Marines, sign this form, and it takes a small part of your checkout for a death benefit life insurance. You can sign it over to your mama, your daddy, your wife, your husband. And you know what? A lot of money built up in there. In fact, over $1 trillion. So they just took it. And it was in the news, Bloomberg, AP. When you die, we took it. Because we're the good guys. Yeah, man, because they're fighting Al-Qaeda. Yeah, right, growing the opium. And if you find out about all this, like Pat Tillman, and you're no longer useful, they just kill you and say you died fighting Al-Qaeda, which turned out to be a lie. And then you tell people this, and they go, yeah, I know that's true, Alex, but I don't want to think about it. Oh, really? You don't want to think about it. You just want to go wave an American flag on the 4th of July. And I'm not saying you're bad. We had them at my house. The point is that you just want to wave that like it's magic. Like if you put out more of them, it'll make it come back. Oh, look, I got an American flag. It's not going to help you. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls. There's a lot of other news here. Brad Pitt's mother is in fear after slamming Obama. Well, yeah, you don't talk bad about that. I don't know how Brad Pitt can know about the New World Order. I'll just leave it at that. I'm talking like 6 years ago. I confirm Brad Pitt knows all about the New World Order. And then he's married to Mrs. CFR, Mrs. World Government. But I guess mommy isn't toeing the line. Angelina Jolie looks like she's ready for central casting to play an evil vampire woman. That's enough. That story's up at WorldNet Daily. We're going to get Joseph Farah back on because that interview went too quick the other day. I want to get more into the drone he saw. There's a lot of other news we're going to be getting to. Mayor Bloomberg's Agenda 21, dorms for empty nesters. Yes. Oh, and then, of course, there's the nanny state out of control. Fired Florida lifeguard gets key to city, meets man whose life he saved. So people are responding to this properly. There's only one beach. You're not supposed to save somebody in the beach next door. And so the person was dying. He went and saved him. The other lifeguard said, we'll save somebody, too, and got fired. But wait a minute. The law, and I looked this up, they have the same similar law in Florida, is Good Samaritan. If you see somebody flip and the car flips and you're the first on the scene, if you don't stop to render aid, you're liable. And it's the same thing here. It's not just your right to overthrow tyranny. It's your duty. We're going to go to break, come back, go right to your calls, 800-259-9231. Before we go any further, though, don't forget when you buy books, tapes, videos, and other great products that wake people up at Infowars.com or Infowarshop.com. We'll get you there. It'll get you directly there, InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Your purchase makes this whole operation possible. Plus, you get the best materials out there. And by the way, we're the only ones that have this. It's not even for sale yet until the 24th. We have it in stock, 5,000 of them. Dreams from My Real Father, incredible film available at InfoWarsShop.com. And ProPure water filters already at the lowest price they are anywhere. The best gravity-fed filter out there. We have side-by-side comparisons with a leading competitor. You get 10% off on the already lowest price with the code WATER at checkout at InfoWarsShop.com. You can also call here to the office, to our crew, and they can take your order, 888-253-3139, and give you that discount, whether it's the Traveler unit or the big ProPure King water filtration system or the big water filtration system from ProPure. We've also got the shower filters, everything at the lowest prices right there, right now. 10% off all the products at InfoWarsShop.com or 888-253-3139 or P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Your phone calls and a ton of news as we chronicle the criminal activities of the New World Order. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's why they're selling millions of firearms a month. Because people know we're in an emergency. World government is openly being announced. The global social engineers are now upon us. Let's go to your phone calls ahead of a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet. On the economy, on politics, on drones, on so much more. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Anthony in New Jersey, listening on iTunes. You're on the air, Anthony. Welcome.
Alex, great to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Wow, so much. It's so much to talk about. Well, this is how I see it. They, New World Order, the bankers, they have their plan, and they're committed, and they know if they don't succeed with this, they're going to fail, and they're going to go to jail, they're going to be prosecuted.
No, that's it. I mean, no, they're totally committed, and people try to argue with them. People sit there and try to have debates like, oh, they're misguided. No, they're following a public scientific program of total takeover.
In every facet of our life. Now, the people, and I hear you, you talk till you're blue in the face, and I do the best I can try to wake people up, videos, your website, PlanetInfoWars.com, the new one you just put out. And I don't think the people, the citizens, realize that this is not going to get better. Every day you come on the radio, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. It's more aspects of our life. TSA.
No, it's getting cartoon crazy. I can't believe how fast it's moving. But a lot of people are waking up right now. So we have to take heart. There are a lot of people finally waking up to what's happening. But the system just goes ahead with the takeover.
Right. And the last point I want to make is we, citizens, we have to, like, the actors, the entertainers, the sports, they know what's going on. They know exactly what's going on. You don't get to that level and you don't see and hear things. They know what's going on, but they're keeping their mouth shut. They don't want to talk. They don't want to get involved. And here we are spending $200-$300 a ticket to go to their game. And meanwhile, they know the big picture. They know what's going on, and no one's confronting them as well. On top of the media.
That's because of television and movies. The whole corporate world, they meet in these big board meetings. You know, the top Fortune 100 or so, they agree on the program. They incrementally roll this stuff out. That's why it's so hard to beat, is that it's a creeping death. But it's now reached a galloping speed, so take heart, I hear you. All we can do is fight back against it and speak out against it, because we'd be in a lot worse shape right now if folks hadn't been resisting it. They're behind schedule. That's why they're trying to move things forward a lot faster now and kind of skip some of the in-between steps, because they can see that the time is running very, very short for them. That's my point. But for those that are in La La Land, they're in for a very rude awakening. Steve in California, you're on the air.
Alex, thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
I just was over your skies last week, and what I found surprising, I got back into the country via Miami, and in all the years I've traveled, and I mean millions of miles abroad, the first time I'd ever been asked three specific times how much money I had on me or monetary instruments. And the last DHS officer just looked me deadpan in the face and said, "How much cash you got on you?"
Now, that's what this is all about, is capital controls. And if you would have had silver coins on you, five or six, they would have probably tried to take them. And they admit you're not going to leave the country now if they say you owe them money. No judge, no jury. I mean, things are dark, folks. It takes courage just to stay here. I mean, this is not rhetoric. This is really happening. It's bad.
And the Brazilians themselves, I got data from Brazil, and I'll tell you, they weren't too happy with the Rio Plus 20 crew. To put it quite bluntly, you know, Rio and Copacabana has a pretty famous nightlife, and they're trying to shut all that down, Alex. They're going to make it a family atmosphere, if you can believe it. And that's all as a part of Rio Plus 20. Here and where I live in Temecula, I'm right near Camp Pendleton, a major military facility. And if you get a hold of a copy of the Military Press, the July 1st issue, I think it's very enlightening that the military is not asleep at the wheel with respect to who I refer to as the pimp in chief.
I tell you what, I want to hear about this issue. Maybe give us the headline again. We'll look it up during the break and come back and talk about it, but stay there. What issue?
The Military Press, July 1st issue.
Military Press, July 1st issue.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night just to keep a law.
Okay, let's go back to Steve in California. He was bringing up a local military base publication there in California, the Marine Corps base. And go ahead and tell us what it said.
Well, there was two commentaries in there, Alex, and one was basically referring to our commander in chief as not paying any attention to the Constitution and performing acts that are basically seditious and being a traitor to our nation and our Constitution. That's what it boiled down to. And
is that a physical newspaper out there?
Yes, it is. In fact, you can go in front of any shopping center. Usually it's a free periodical publication, a monthly publication. In fact, I can grab a copy today, scan it, and send it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be great. Show tips at InfoWars.com okay. and just put something in there in the byline so we know. But putting it back on screen for radio listeners, we did pull up the site for the local newspaper. What's the name of one of the articles, and we'll search it and put it on screen right now?
Dear Mr. President, and the author was Richard Matz.
No, Dear Mr. President. Yeah, Dear Mr. President should get it. And so this is something that's on the base as well?
Yes. We have a large community right around here in Temecula. Percent of our population that's, military.
No, I know that. I know that's one of the biggest in the United States. But, the issue here is that's what you should be seeing. You're not supposed to just follow orders. I mean, if the president says grow opium in Afghanistan, you say, no, I'm not going to do it. The president says ship cocaine in, you say, no, I'm not going to do it. If the president says ship guns, 20,000 of them to Mexico and hand grenades, you better not do it, especially because if you get caught, they're going to blame it on you, which they've done. So, they keep catching Army and Navy and Marines shipping guns in, and then it goes to court, and the feds try to blame it on them, and it turns out they've been ordered to do it. And then they call them a gang. So people should know that you will be burned. It's like folks that got ordered to torture, and then when it came out, they put them in prison, and then Bush still bragged, oh, but I still ordered the torture, I'd do it again, but then he sent people to prison when they got caught because they're doing illegal things. Did we find that article, gentlemen? We're still looking for it. Well, listen, I'd like you to send me a copy of that. So it is waking the military up that that they are openly there talking about the fact that the United Nations and NATO supposedly commands the military now and not Congress?
Yes. And this is the same base where we have this sergeant just recently who was relieved of his command and I think dishonorably discharged because he posted on his webpage, Facebook, whatever, I can't remember just what it was, his dissatisfaction with the actions of the administration.
Well, again, though, there's also something else happening here. Obama's being blamed for all this. And I hate Rahm Emanuel. I hate Barack Obama. But they're just a mafia team hired because they'll get dirty and get all this done. Everything they're doing is what the big mega banks want. That's why Mitt Romney on his actual policies. Did you see last week when Mitt Romney was like, well, I guess his quote was, the Supreme Court's made its decision and we've got to abide by it. And he went on and said, this is not a tax, it's a penalty, agreeing with the White House. Unprecedented.
I think Jack Abramoff summed it up on that segment he had on 60 Minutes last Sunday. In about one sentence, he just said, the whole damn system's corrupt.
Well, yeah, everybody was saying, oh, listen to Bernie Madoff, saying, hey, I was just trying to compete. Yes, he was a quasi-outsider, even though he created the NASDAQ and was in the upper echelon, but the bottom of the upper echelon. And he cheated a bunch of globalists is why he went to jail. No, you're not supposed to do that. You cheat the little guy. You take the military's death benefits. You steal the teacher and police pensions. You do stuff like that. You gut the country. But you don't rip off the ultra rich. And it's true whenever he gave that interview for New York Magazine. And he said, look, what I'm doing is what the Federal Reserve does. It's absolutely true. But the Federal Reserve, when the Ponzi scheme goes belly up, signs us on to their debt, then has their media lecture us on how it's really our debt and how great they are. Pretty good business if you can get it.
Wonderful to have millions of people as your scapegoat. And
you said it.
Patriots, that's all they are.
You said it, brother. Thank you so much for the call. Great points. Let's talk to Moose in Florida. Moose, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Good.
I think the main word that I found the UN criminal organization is going to put us under is subversion. Or is putting us under all the countries, not only the U.S., but all the countries around the world. They're trying to put everything under one umbrella.
No, that's what they're saying. It's called subversion and sedition if you don't agree to lawless evil. And that's what the John Warren Defense Authorization Act's for. It's what all the public army manuals for FEMA camps, re-education camps, killing us, confiscating our guns, torturing us, All of it's public. The only question is, will the military actually follow the orders? Well, the globalists aren't just going to wake up one Sunday morning and say, we're big evil government taking over. America has been captured by foreign banks. Well, they actually do go on the news and say that, but they're going to say, we were hit. You know, Chicago was hit by an A-bomb, militia working with Al-Qaeda or something like that. Or the militia released a bioweapon from the University of Texas at Galveston, something like that. And, oh, my gosh, we've got to arrest all the people that are saying the government did it because they're trying to sow discord. And a lot of cowards will say, just keep me safe. The stock market plunged by 5,000 points. Arrest them. And the yuppies will line up and say, arrest Alex Jones. He's the reason the stock market went down. And you'll see a lot of others, people we thought are friends in Congress, they'll suddenly line up and agree. That's preposterous to say that criminal elements in government or corporations release the bioweapon. Yes, it's yelling fire in a theater. Arrest anyone that says it. And that's what they're priming for. And then the Civil War starts. Because, yeah, most people, when the cops come to arrest you at your house, are going to go, you know, to the camp and be tortured and come out and say that you're a terrorist on the news later. Or be a double agent for them. The torture camps are really about that. To torture you in the camps and then release you as one of their agents later. Or to find innocent people that are weak-minded and just you know, so they can say, oh, they were formerly in a camp, and so you can't believe them now when they get caught, you know, doing something criminal. In fact, most of the Al-Qaeda leading the siege forces all over the Middle East taking over right now and, you know, mutilating women and everything and blowing up the universities and, you know, putting burqas on the women. They were trained in the last 10 years at X-ray. A lot of them were 14 years old, and now they are commanders. You know, U.S. helicopters land, disgorge them with weapons, gold, everything they need to lead the opposition in the takeover. So I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Sir, anything you'd like to add?
No, that's fine. And actually, there's one more point. There's a YouTube video on psychological warfare subversion by ex-KGB propaganda specialist Yuri Bezmenov. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing.
I've seen it.
It's the destruction of social infrastructure. In each single country.
That's the thing. If you read a KGB takeover plan, it's exactly what the globalists are following. All their tactics are guerrilla warfare. All their tactics are right out of the Soviet manual. But it's run by bankers. But wait, the mega bankers funded Lenin and Stalin. This is it. They want a breakdown. They'll pose as saviors, mass culling reeducation. The Rural Affairs Council under the Pentagon is meant to starve everybody out, posing as saviors. The collaborators will be allowed to operate. It is just going to be hell on earth if they're able to launch it. But they are attempting to launch a Soviet-style collapse reeducation. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I ask all the info warriors and the callers that speak more than one language to get the word out. Because like you said, you quoted before, we're surrounded, and doesn't matter where you fire the information, you just make sure it goes out. Doesn't matter which language.
Yeah, that's again the Marine Corps general surrounded in Korea by roughly 10 times his number. It's probably more, but. And they said, sir, we're completely surrounded and cut off. And he said, good, now we can attack in all directions. And they were able to fight their way out. But yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, look, I'm not up here theatrically saying this. We've analyzed it all. And I'll go read some Soviet re-education document from the 40s and the 50s where they were taking over countries. And it's word for word what Homeland Security is doing. I mean, it's everything they do is a psychological operation to destroy the country. And it's just so off the charts crazy. I can't believe it's happening. I don't blame people for not believing this. It's I'm getting chills right now. I appreciate your call. It's so horrible. We should be able to just not do this. Can't we just not do this? Does this has to happen? I mean, why? Why? And so many people are cowardly going to serve this just because it's so scary deep down inside, they're going to make excuses to themselves. Terry in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Alex, my pleasure. I've got a TSA victory story for you.
Okay, tell me.
Well, my daughter was flying internationally last week at a DFW airport, and this was her first time to fly. She was going to be flying by herself. And that was
That's where they went in Miss USA's pants, yeah.
Well, that was really a concern, and me and my wife, we were praying about it, and that was really our only concern with her flying internationally. So we get to the airport, we go to the check-in to check in her baggage, and we ask if there's any way we can get in the airport with her, because she was flying by herself. And it was myself, my wife, my son, and my daughter, who's 15, and she's really cute, so I just wanted to be along with her. And the lady's like, well, we can give one pass. And so she checks in her bag, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give you all passes so you can get in. We start walking up to the gate. You know, I thought they'd be eyeballing my daughter, but it's like they were looking at my son. He was a supermodel coming up to the TSA screening counter. And
your phone broke up for a minute. Who were they? Who were they? Pepe Le Pewing?
That was my son.
Oh yeah, that's mainly their favorite. So what else happened?
So we go in and they say, okay, you need to go to the Rife, which is the body scanner. And my wife says, you know, we don't want to do that. So they yell, opt out. And then a guy probably in his 50s comes around and he just grabs us and he's like, don't worry about it, and puts us through the metal detector. And that was it. They didn't touch us. But they were actually body scanning people, and they were groping them after the body scans. And it was just, you know, we got out of there without even being touched.
Well, thank God for that. What they've done more and more is that they know we're at the breaking point, so it's guerrilla warfare. When they know that when you're going to get mad, they back off. When you give in, they do more and more and more and more and more, including taking women's tops off, saying, I want a date with you. They just had to settle a lawsuit. Was it in Amarillo for that? I mean, they are flipped. TSA, I'm not joking, folks, will multiple times strip down naked and begin running around screaming, I'm God. I mean, who else wants to act like this all day? Somebody who's got a good self-image, intelligent, competent, would be embarrassed to treat anybody like this. But again, this is the psych warfare. If there's a real threat, which of course is manufactured, you would profile. But they're like, no, politically correct. So we take the diaper off a one-year-old, or we make an old woman strip search. It's about being outrageous and over the top. What do you think of the group of deaf people coming in from a conference being attacked and being screamed at and called deafies and all this stuff, and having their stuff stolen in front of them?
Oh, it's disgusting. And one thing my daughter said when we got out, she said, you know what, I thought Alex was exaggerating about these people. And you know what, it was worse than we even thought it was going to be. These people look like just, you know, stereotypical pedophiles.
Oh, I know. Listen, if you're walking down a street at night and you see a guy with trash cans coming out the back of a restaurant, you know it's somebody that works there. You know, you instantly look that they're wearing an apron, they've got a hairnet on, whatever. Or if you're walking down an alley to your parked car from a meeting or whatever, and you see giggling women who look like they're drunk, you instantly make a decision that's girls having fun. It's not even conscious. Okay, there's a guy getting, it's not that I'm living in fear, but if I'm cutting through to get to my car or something at, you know, midnight or something after a business meeting or whatever, and I'm downtown, and, you know, I'm scanning. So I scan, okay, that's a guy taking the trash out. All right, that's some drunk women. All right, that's a male by himself, instant scan, clean cut. Statistically, you know, criminals generally, you know, wear a uniform. That's how stupid they are. Statistically not a threat, but I'll still walk on the other side. But you see four or five guys, gangbanger type, acting tough, giggling. You can see the predator look, how they'll be bouncing on their toes, whether they're black, white, old, young, Hispanic. It's the same attitude of thinking they're tough. They're sizing you up like a group of wolves. You as a human have instant analysis of what the situation is. And TSA wasn't like this even 5-6 years ago. They are fully now shifting in because normal folks are getting out of there. I've had a lot of them actually come to our rallies and stuff against the TSA. And now it's shifting into criminals. The body language, the look, everything is these are criminals. And you're absolutely right. And it's a collection of just ne'er-do-well scum. And the globalists knew that. They knew the good people are going to get out, and it's going to be nothing but absolute scum. And this is going to be their new Stasi army to pour out on the streets of America. Final comment on that.
Well, I believe it was nothing more than the hand of the Lord. And it was like being in that Star Wars where these are not the droids you're looking for. And you know what? It was God with his hand on us, and he just delivered us from our worst fears. And you know what? We're just thankful to him.
Well, thank you. God bless you. And again, folks, if you don't have children, it is scary. A 15-year-old daughter, that would be somewhat scary, but imagine your 3-year-old girl or boy. And, you know, kids don't like strangers to begin with. It's a good instinct. And they take them and go, okay, come over here. And the little kid gets drug away. I've seen it with their arm out towards mama. They're like, stand back, no. And then they take them and put the little kid in a cage. The little kid's scared, looking around, being traumatized. And then here comes the pedo, like an eel coming right up. It's pedo time. I mean, it's incredible. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I was thinking of the nerve. Of all of these different big pharma companies to knowingly sell you drugs that they know are going to kill you and don't even protect you. Whether it's for measles, mumps, rubella, the human papillomavirus, Gardasil, H1N1 flu, they knew it didn't protect you and actually hurt you. That all came out. And here it is in the news. I mean, they knew Luvox or Vioxx would kill a bunch of people. They knew that this, and made tens of millions a year, that this Advair did not protect you, did not help, made asthma worse, and would cause all sorts of endocrine failure and death. And they've paid a tiny fine of, what, $1 billion. And they go on to describe in the previous reports, during the same period of time, the U.S. Department of Justice began a lengthy investigation of Glaxo, resulting in recent civil and criminal fines of $3 billion of improper off-label marketing of antidepressants Paxil and Wellbutrin and Advair. And it just goes on. How they sell all this as if it's good for you, knowing it's bad. Folks, they knew in the trials of Prozac that it caused massive increases in suicide and violent activity. They know all this. They know exactly what they're doing. And again, if you study the real world, if you watch my film Endgame or all the reports I've done or that Aaron Dykes has done, I always say the banking cartels are at the top of the New World Order. That's not really true. The globalists get their power out of banking and out of the fact that they can issue unlimited fake currency and credit and different financial instruments, and then control the regulators, and so it's not seen as fraud, but it is fraudulent. So that's where they get their power from. But who they are is Big Pharma. They're obsessed with it. Medical tyranny. And it's the big insurance companies, Big Pharma, that on record wrote the healthcare law. And now they're saying they're going to shift. And by the way, my dad is in healthcare. He's in healthcare management as well. So I get to hear about this all the time, about how everything is shifting towards government control and towards drugs, where they're trying to say doctors, dentists, you name it, can't even do the treatments they think are best. You've got to come in and give the treatment. Well, you heard last week I had Dr. Blaylock on about it. This is social engineering, and this is what's going on. And then I was thinking about the nerve of Google in a press release in 2005, saying we use the microphones and cameras on the computers to listen to you with AI computers, then we sell the data. And we wrote articles about it, and people said, oh, you're insane, this couldn't be true, with a link to their press release on Google's website. Now, here we are 7 years later. It's like, oh, yeah, tell me something I don't know. How do we go from that would never happen to, oh, yeah, it's no big deal? Driving around worldwide with tens of thousands of Google cars, many of them now robotic. A whole bunch of states have robot cars driving around on them with these big antennas on top that instantly crack the codes because they're designed with back doors. They're the NSA to steal all the data off your computer, your username, passcode, everything. And then what do they get? A slap on the wrist. Google fined $22.5 million for ignoring customers' privacy settings, the largest penalty ever imposed by U.S. Federal Trade Commission. Because, oh, you set your privacy settings where they can't do it? They don't care. They do whatever they want. You know, we're not talking about some cookies, folks, so, you know, Amazon knows what you ordered last time. We're talking about breaking into your computer, and they're not getting in trouble for it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.